Rick, how important is this? What does this say to you about their ability versus the Dallas Mavericks to win the ultimate championship?
For me, it's not so much the number of victories in a row, but it's how they're winning them and who they're beating and how they're beating them. I've had a chance to talk to the Suns, and they don't look at it. You know, if you're on a hot streak and you have the right you hit the right part of the schedule and you hit teams on a lot of back-to-backs or whatever, you can put together some nice winning streaks, and they're not necessarily representative of how your team is. What impresses me with the Suns is the fact that the teams that they're supposed to beat decisively, they are doing exactly that. And the teams that are the quality teams in the league, they are playing well against them and winning them down the stretch, as you're going to have to do against the best team. So there are no illusions. There's no deception in this stretch of victories for the Phoenix Suns. I believe that the Dallas Mavericks are every bit as good as the Phoenix Suns. Ultimately, it's going to come down to this. Who do you trust more in the clutch with the ball in his hands in the final 30 seconds to make the shot or make the right play? Steve Nash or Dirk Nowitzki? And for my money, I would go with Steve Nash.
To me, it's a little bit like Peyton Manning and what we've talked about earlier in this show about the increased ability of the Colts to have every answer, no matter what the situation, no matter what the strategic situation is, and they've added depth as well. Can you go into more depth, literally for us, about how the Suns team has more ability to adjust to the unpredictable matchups, the unpredictable circumstances of each game?
Well, they have more depth, certainly than they've ever had before, with the addition of Amari Stoudemire. 2 years ago when they had Amari, they didn't have Rajah Bell. Leandro Barbosa has evolved into a better three-point shooter. So Boris Diaw is in the mix. He wasn't the last time we saw Amari Stoudemire playing anywhere close to this. The beauty of this team right now is it used to be when you took Steve Nash off the floor, it was a matter of how many points were you going to give up, and hopefully you wouldn't lose too much ground so that when he came back and you got rolling again, you could make up for it. Now, with Boris Diaw being a playmaker, with Leandro Barbosa being a more all-around accomplished guard, they're able to survive without Steve on the floor. And then when you bring him back, it's that big uh-oh. You know, teams look at it and go, man, he wasn't on the floor, and they added 3 points to their lead. Now what's going to happen? I would also say that Nash has just become a better all-around player. He's become he's more in tune with all the pieces that he has, and he's making the most of them, and he has a little bit of an edge to his game this year that we haven't seen previously. It's why, again, I give them the edge over the Dallas Mavericks, because I see a sense of urgency and a sense of almost desperation with the Phoenix Suns to get it done this year. That as good as the Dallas Mavericks are, I don't know that they have the same urgency.